I was a Philadelphia Phillies fan. Yeah, yeah, when in the early 60s, early going. Well, they were kind of local, you know, and they were very mediocre, which I could identify with. They had no stars on the team, and the 63 Phillies, I think, are like, to me, the all-time great mediocre team. I mean, they finished fourth. The Braves finished fifth, but the Braves had Aaron, Matthews, and Spahn, all Hall of Famers. The Pirates had Clemente and Mazeroski. Even some of the bad teams, the Mets had Duke Snider, and they had Gil Hodges. The Cubs had Ernie Banks and Billy Williams. The Phillies had nobody in 63. I mean, they had a couple, not one superstar was on the team, Beard. They had Johnny Callison, a very good major league player. They had, this was the pre-Richie Allen, pre-Jim Bunning days. And they had no one on their team made the All-Star team, ever. In other words, where I lived, nothing glamorous ever happened, ever. The most glamorous thing we had was the Philadelphia Phillies. And they were the quintessential mediocre statement. And that was the most glamorous thing. Even a major league team that we had, which wasn't even in our state anyway, was at best mediocre. And they couldn't even do anything like finish last to get noticed. You know, at least in 61, they lost 23 in a row. You know, that got them national attention. You know, I said, you got to either do one thing to get national attention. You either got to drop out like Abbie Hoffman, or you got to go right to the top like Elvis Presley. You got to do one or the other. You keep it up this way, George, and you're going to just, you're going to end up being a vice president of a supermarket. I embarrassed myself in the infield. Yeah, I wasn't a very good little league player. I didn't have a very good attitude. Well, my parents never came to any of the games, which they thought was strange. Which made me have a lot of fun. I said anything, argued with umps, I just had a really good time. And they just, you know, would kind of say, look, you play okay, but, you know, I don't think, they thought I was riffraff, actually. And my family was no more less clean cut than them. But since my parents weren't around and my brothers weren't around, I got to let off a lot of steam, which I thought Little League was all about. And which I thought any childhood activity should be. And when there's a bunch of parents peering over your shoulder, it's not, there's a lot of strained emotion amongst, I said, this isn't, you know, for children. I thought, Pete Rose get a fair deal for Major League Baseball? Yes, he did. He got a very fair deal for Major League Baseball. He went out and he played as hard as he could. And Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds, rewarded him financially for his services, and the fans have always been behind him. And I think he has been, everything he put into it, he has gotten out of it. As far as off the field goes, whatever the man did off the field is his personal business. And whatever that is, good or bad, it should be either applauded or punished. If the rule existed before, when he broke the law, when he broke the laws of Major League Baseball, well, yes, then it is fair. Now it's like too late. What they're afraid of is that somebody's going to do it again. Again, it's just another institution that's trying to clean up its image. Pete Rose, to me, is a throwback to somebody that played back in 1920. That was my expertise. That's all I had. That was all I had, though. I didn't have anything else. Yeah. I just can't field well, you know? If I had said to myself when I was 12, I'm going to be a left fielder and learn how to do that and just do that, fine. But I love those base paths, you know? I love ripping those line drives. And, I have to watch myself because I have to play the guitar. And I've been banged up more times than I would like to mention that have put my career in jeopardy. But I just couldn't, you know, I'm always making these bad throws, you know. I can catch the ball, but I'm always doing something in the field that really bothers me. But when it comes to getting up to the plate and running around the bases and all that, it's like, yeah, it's very much of a kind of a Pete Rose approach. How do you approach it any other way, Beard? And she loves getting, I mean, there's, yeah, it's a finesse if you hit it out of the park, yeah. But I don't hit it out of the park. Pete doesn't hit it out of the park. Ashburn doesn't hit it out of the park. Brett Butler doesn't hit out of the park. Us guys who don't hit out of the park, you hit the ball hard and you run hard. That's what keeps you in the lineup, you know? was an adult. He knew what he was doing. He played the game hard, and he can. It's right in your contract what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And that was, they had to make that switch when the Black Sox scandal happened. Right. It's not my. It's really not my field. It's not my business. Well, I do, and I'm still kind of in a gray area there myself. That's a question. There's not answers to every question. And I thought you were talking about, was it all right that Pete Rose went to the jail and all that kind of stuff? Well, you know. Yeah, I misunderstood. You said it correctly. I just didn't. I didn't get it right. You're talking about now that the. I didn't know that they were keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. I didn't know that had. I don't think that's going to hold up. No, I don't. He's too popular. This is a country that forgives and forgets. I mean, this is a country that, for all our hardlining that we're supposedly guilty of or famous for, look at all our post-war efforts with people we've defeated in wars and things. I mean, it's always the case. This is a country that all, because we're a media country and we live by the television and everything, and it's all set up like that. The news is going to come down that Pete Rose is not going to make the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be upset, and he's going to get teary-eyed about it, which is his nature. He won't be faking it. He's never faked anything. And everybody's going to get behind him and say, you know, put Pete in the Hall of Fame. That's just our nature. You know, oh, you're not that bad a guy. Let's help him out. And that will come about. But that's a rare case because there's only one Pete Rose. You know, he's a little kid inside his body that did wrong, didn't really realize. He thought baseball was bigger than anything. They can't do anything with me because I'm a baseball player. See what I mean? And we're going to realize it about him eventually, and eventually he'll get voted in. It might take a while, but I can't see it not happening. Can you? Too many people like him. After he has already done his time. I mean, Keith Richards did his time for being caught with drugs. Did that keep him out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, he paid the price. He did it. He was a criminal, and he was caught doing it, and tried and did his sentence. And now what? Now what? I mean, I'm just a guitar player, though. You know, I mean, why ask me? I'm not the conscience of this country. You want to know from a concerned citizen? For 20 games I played the game. Beard, the whole world is controlled by people who never did what the people do by the people who control it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's just the nature of it. Every rock and roll album, every band is controlled mostly by people who never did it. You got it? That's true with just about any business. They have to bring people in when there's a lot of dough involved that have a business sense, that have a corporation mentality, because that's the only way it'll survive, or it'll just disintegrate. And so what we have here is a lot of people making decisions about people who did things that they never did or experienced. There'll never be an answer to that. You can't run a Major League Baseball team in 1991 or have a league without involving people who never played it, who think on a whole different level because it's business. Same way with music. Same way with anything. Same way with anything. You can't. George Bush never fought in the war, did he? Not that we know of. Did he? Well, there are some leaders, is what I mean, that never participated in things like that. Yeah, right. But still, they are qualified to say, you know, and then when things go bad, they say, well, how could you say this? You've never done it. How do you know? And that's an age-old question that we're going to be asking ourselves a lot. And that's just a plight we'll never get around.